This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The wait is finally over. Football's back. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action on Bet Online.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to make some big bets. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP again. Or do you think maybe Russell Wilson?
Woo-hoo. Russell Wilson, maybe Josh Allen? I mean, he's kind of balling out right now.
P. Mahomes.
Okay. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. And there's always the online casino as well. It never closes, Benny.
Well, you know what I'm going to do then? Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today.
Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
You're listening to BSI, the podcast. With Benny Stillhauer, Dowsy Joe, and Arco Para. Enjoy!
Worst designated player you've ever played with.
Ready to get to the meat of the podcast here?
It's not the meat. It's the best part, baby. Let's do it.
The sweet spot is that. Here is part two with our interview with Jahlil Anibaba. So let's talk about, let's see here. Is that already, are we getting into plead the fifth or? Well, oh no, let's talk about, so now your time at Nashville. So, how it is playing for this expansion team and kind of your time there and how it's been. Do you feel like one of the leaders on the team?
There's got to be a lot of caveats according with this year as well.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear even just an expansion team coming into 2020 or what has become 2020 and how that's been. And obviously the tournament in Orlando and you guys being disqualified and or whatever. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we want to call it disqualified, but whatever happened, and now you guys are in the playoff hunt and just all this is going on. It's been a remarkable year for you guys in a lot of ways. And the players deserve a pat on the back, to say the least.
Yeah, it's been wild. Like, that's probably the first time in a while that, like, you know, someone's forced me to think about, like, all the things, you know, I think as a club we've been dealing with. You know, because we've just been kind of just taking them in stride. And just rolling with it, but
and the hurricane
exactly
before the shut, yeah, like
so basically how it all went down from a player's perspective is it was on your mark, get set, go. When we signed our contracts, on obviously on an individual basis, you sign your contract, you find a house. So you gotta understand there were only a handful of the USL guys who, you know, had been in Nashville before, but by and large, all of us are, we ain't even been in Nashville yet. We need to find a house, find a place to live. So signed my contract, then probably like the next day or two flew out to find a place. And this is in January when I finally got like my house sorted out and everything. then preseason starts like 2 days. We have like our intro event with the fans and stuff. Preseason starts maybe 2 days later. We go and we're gone the entire preseason in Florida. Come back 3 days later, maybe the hurricane hits. And like that, you know, a lot of times those types of things, like you'll know people where, but there were a number of guys, I think three guys that like legitimately had to move out of their places, like sign leases and then had to move out. Cause
what's crazy is usually that's the craziest thing that happens for the whole year.
Exactly.
You know, but then maybe a million other things started happening.
Windows shattered, everything. I felt Dave Acom, I feel the most sorry for, because, you know, at the time his significant other was pregnant, and you know, that's just like very scary. And the hurricane that's hit in the middle of the night, man. It was wild. Then we're like, okay, all right, at least we got soccer is always what provides us solace. We good. We play two games and they unfortunately don't go great for us, but we did decent to show what we can do. Then everything shuts down.
Yeah. You know?
So then MLS is back. All right. Okay. Got through this whole negotiation. We out here. We're about to play. We're done with these individual training, whatever, kicking against boards and all this stuff. We're about to play in this tournament. All right. Everybody, testing goes well. Blah, blah, blah. Jump on the flight. Bada, oh, first flight since March. Oh, wow. We're in Florida. The weather's here. Beautiful. Oh, my God. Da, da, da. This setup is actually nice in the hotel. Positive number one. Positive number two. It just kept coming.
Were some of these guys exhibiting symptoms, or was it just kind of, wow, how is this guy positive? He's perfectly, you know,
it was fine. Yeah, like everyone was fine as far as us traveling down there. There was no indication of like we're getting ready to be in a whirlwind of trouble here. And what we obviously we all know what ended up happening. We ended up having like I think it was like 10 or 11 guys, and then you know we had to withdraw from the tournament. But you know, we learned a lot about the virus. I think all of us, no, I can't say, I think unequivocally, all of us learned a lot more about the virus and like how it's contracted and, you know, the entire process, firsthand, like, because it affected our whole team. We very much understand now about how real the incubation period is, just because you've been in contact with somebody and they tested positive on Monday. If you're still testing negative on Wednesday, that doesn't mean you don't have it.
Yeah.
Right. So it was definitely a hard lesson and
scary too,
pill
right?
For I us mean, to swallow. It was scary, bro.
Because you hear it all, and then once you know it affects someone on your team. I know we had a player that we brought in for actually just to train with us. And we had him tested and he quarantined everything properly. And he came in and then I think it was the day before our first game against Galaxy 2, it showed up. He had a positive test and he wasn't even on the trip, but obviously we had been training with him all week and everything. And we were like, oh man, like now the game's going to get canceled. And you know, then he retests, finds out it's a false negative. But I remember just kind of that feeling of like everybody in the room just kind of looking around like, oh, shit, like someone tested positive. And then obviously later, I think later that afternoon, I think or maybe like an hour later, Galaxy 2 claimed they had like 7 tests. So the game didn't happen regardless. But I just remember that moment of hearing, you know, that someone was positive kind of basically meant who else is positive in a few days, you know, and. I can only imagine kind of what was going through your team's head when, you know, more and more guys kept popping up, having it.
Yeah, it was scary because we were all, you know, in the hotel, like on our own wing, you know, we knew that we had been, you know, on the same flight on a bus together. So like once, you know, guys started turning positive like this, everyone had that feeling of like we were sitting ducks, you know, and that's a scary feeling.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think to get back to more of the how is the club doing and how's the overall expansion process. It's been, you know, I give everyone a whole lot of credit because, you know, this is new to so many people as far as being in the MLS and what the standards are. You know, on the field, I think we've done an amazing job to be able to be malleable, but and to be able to be very adaptive. And I think that's like the name of the game of survival in MLS. Like you have to be able to
roll with the punches.
Roll exactly. Yeah.
And I gave a lot of credit to the players. Also, I got to give the shout outs to the SKC Brain Trust, the Tree, Mike Jacobs, and Chance Myers. Gotta shout them out. Yeah.
We're gonna have them one day. Yeah. We're gonna have them one day on the pod. I'd like to hear from Mike and Chance.
I'm sure they would be very good guests to have on. And you know, it's great for me to be around them again. So I'm happy.
For sure. And now you guys are picking up a little momentum and fingers crossed we'll be in the playoffs, which will be a huge accomplishment, I think, definitely be a huge accomplishment for all of the things that you guys have had to go through. Yeah, so
not to mention expansion team, right? First and foremost, if you make playoffs as an expansion team, it's a huge positive. So
for sure.
Yeah. No, I would say a lot of teams wouldn't have pegged you guys to be in playoff contention compared to where Miami is sitting right now. So.
Yeah, and we I don't even say low key, we high
thrive key take off that. That. Yeah.
Yeah, we take that personally, you know, like, and you know, it's all for us. We try to focus on our locker room and our guys and how we play and I think everybody deserves a lot of credit. It's been a great experience. And like you guys are saying, expansion teams, if an expansion team can make it into the playoffs their first year, it's saying something. But also two expansion teams that are able to do that are typically ones that have like successful clubs from, you know, for extended periods of time. You look at Seattle, you look at Atlanta, obviously they're struggling now, but they're a good club, you know? So if you can get things right early on, it only breeds success in the future.
For sure. And in the year, you know, you guys would have, and it's not that no one in professional sports has an excuse ever, but you guys would have had all of the reasons why not making the playoffs, let's say if that happens, okay, understand it, right? It's the teams like the Galaxy, these more established teams not making the playoffs when practically, 70% of the league kind of makes the playoffs, where it's like, wow, I think a lot of teams have to take a hard look in the mirror, I think, moving forward about what – and this year hasn't been easy on anyone. So it's kind of at the same time, you don't want to criticize because it's been really difficult for everyone included. So what you guys have done makes it just that much more tremendous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year also, too, it uncovers a lot of good and bad, though.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, Ike, let's talk a little bit about Black Players for Change that, you know, you seem to have a huge part of. You know, what has that meant to you and what are kind of the, you know, things that you'd like to see going forward?
One of the individuals that works for our club, you know, it was, I think, it was like the first or second game where we were wearing the Black Lives Matter shirts for warmups. And the person, you know, came up to me after the game and was like, hey, like I had a conversation with like one of the freelance photographers at the game. And I told the photographer to make sure that like they get like pictures of you in the Black Lives Matter shirt because like it means a lot to you. And like my response was that like I said, thank you, but like this means a lot to a lot of people. Like it means a lot to me, but I mean, it means a lot to a lot of people. And I think like, that's like what we don't take lightly. You know, when we, you know, are trying to continue to organize ourselves and improve and to try to make sure that we don't, lose, you know, sight of what we've set out to do, not to say that we have by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that's kind of like the fuel that is very much, at the forefront of our minds. Like this, it doesn't have anything to do with us individually. It's how much this means to so many people.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's good. I think that's well said.
We recently had Matt Beasley on the show, and we talked about he and longtime teammate Cetsinovic's new venture with State Soccer. They have teamed up with a talented group to build a brand that represents soccer in America the way it deserves.
Yeah, and Matt sent us some gear last week, and honestly, we were blown away by the quality. These guys are truly building something special for the sport and its culture. So naturally, since BSI and States align so well, we are excited to announce they are now our official sponsor.
So this episode is brought to you by States, an athletic lifestyle brand building a revolution of American sport. Their goal is to be a leading lifestyle brand for soccer in America. They're building a brand that truly represents the beautiful game.
Yeah, and now they are offering 15% off with the discount code BSI to our listeners as part of the sponsorship.
Go check out their website at states.soccer. There's no .com. It's simply states.soccer. And their Instagram is definitely worth a follow, at statesoccer. Go check them out.
Ike, are we ready to get to the meat of the podcast here?
It's not the meat. It's the best part, baby. Let's do it.
The sweet spot in the back.
You've been pretty chill. And the best part about it is I know you, and you're always a chill dude, but I know you can turn up when we need to. This might be it for you. You might turn up here. We'll see. All right. This is the interrogation. You've got 5 questions. You complete the 5th on 1. If you answer all 5 questions, you can ask a question to me or Sal, or you can ask 1 question for both of us to answer.
Wait. Say that last part again.
So if you answer, it used to be if you answer all 5 questions, you could ask 1 particular question to one of us.
Okay.
But now we've changed it so you can do that, or you can just ask 1 general question to Sal and
yeah,
I. We must have to answer. Because a lot of times if I ask some tough questions, someone wants to really get me back, and they don't want the rest of the group to answer that shitty question that they ask me.
Gotcha.
But like sometimes it'd be nice, like, oh, I just want to know whatever your favorite color to all of us.
You guys buttered me up just to put me on trial. I got it.
trying to. But the first 2 questions will be related to Nashville.
Okay.
Because your fans wanted to have a player on, and we feel that it's right to give them some insight into your locker room a bit. So
okay.
This is just a fan question. This is a nice layup for you. Who controls the music before the games? And after wins, who's the DJ?
That's me.
Gotta be. I knew it off the bat.
Yeah? I thought it'd be Dax. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's me. But I will say after the win last night, Lovitz took control because, you know, it was a special result for him after being in Montreal for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Love it. Love it. That's it.
Love it from Lovitz.
Elon boy. Yeah. Cool. Yep. All right. Question number 2. This is going to be a little bit more difficult for you. And I'm going to make it a little easier for you. Best teammate of these 4. Eric Miller, 2 friends of the pods, Walker Zimmerman and Dax McCarty, or Dom Baji?
I have to choose 1?
Choose 1. Who are you rocking with as your best teammate?
Can you elaborate on the definition of best
teammate? It's whatever you choose. It's whatever you choose and why. And we're going to throw in a curveball.
You're adding stuff, bro, and you're dodging my question.
You're in my interrogation room. The rules go as I say, all right?
Okay.
You can choose however you want why you like them as your best teammate. But then you have to choose who's the worst teammate of those 4. This is for pure banter when you walk into that locker room.
Okay, the best teammate, I'm going to have to go with, this is tough, you know, the best one is Dax. Do I have to give my reasoning?
Yeah, I want to know why, for sure.
Because...
He sets the tone, doesn't he?
Yeah, Dax sets the tone.
Bro, stay out of my room, Sal. Were you pulling the Benny?
I'll stay out. I'm the good cop. I'm the good cop. You're the bad cop.
This is okay. I'm gonna go I'll go a little bit like deeper on this one. So when we, you know, when the entire league boycotted the games on that Wednesday night, right? We were the only team to play. So we had to, you know, answer questions as to why we played. And it's obviously everything that went on that night was for very good reason. But, you know, there's a lot at stake as far as how every aspect of that night played out. And before the game, literally, like, me and Dax were trying to figure out, okay, are we playing this game? What's going on? And he's right there with me trying to figure this whole thing out. And then after the game, he's right there with me trying to figure everything out and make sure that, like, not only us as individuals, but us as a club, you know, just us as human beings, are getting this right. And we were completely on the same page. And, you know, there's a lot of talk of, you know, doing certain things to do your part. And it has zero to do with race. It's about humanity. And, you know, in that moment, I was, you know, as you know, Ike, you feel like, all right, well, I know people are kind of down to wear shirts and stuff, but when I really need somebody, are they there? And without a shadow of a doubt, Dax was there. And I'm not saying that any of the other guys wouldn't have been there, because they have been there for all of us who need support in these moments. But that was definitely a defining moment in, you know, our brotherhood as teammates. The worst teammate, so now we get a little bit into the good stuff. The worst teammate of those four is Baji, for sure. This dude always come in at my neck. Jaleel, why aren't you doing this? Why? Oh, Jaleel, who's playing? Why is, whose music is on right now? Oh, Baji always chirping in my ear about some nonsense. So, you know, like the little gnat on the wall, that's Baji in my ear.
I knew you were going to choose it, but I wanted to know why. I could just feel like when I said, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be Baji. I don't know him well, but I know enough. Cool. All right. Question number three. So you've gotten to play for a lot of good coaches. And so I want to know who the best coach you've ever played for, and that's all encompassing, person or, you know, management style, coaching style, tactics, all of the above, as opposed to particularly just one thing. Normally I like to say who's the best tactical coach.
Yeah, it's a good question, but my dad's the best coach I've ever played for, hands down. And like before and after games, we'll still talk about, okay, how I should be approaching the games, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. And then we'll discuss after every single game. That's been since I was 4 years old and still happens now. But as far as like the coaches I play for professionally, I'll say this. Peter is the most, and we've all of us here, including Benny with his absent self.
Yeah.
We've all played for Peter. Peter is actually the coach that is most like my dad. Like, going, oh my God. If you hear my dad coaching you 13 girls, you would think there is MLS Cup, yelling like crazy, going off. So like the way, like Peter's style of like in your face and like grilling you, and like if you, you know, have a good game and he's telling you you need to have a better one the next game. Like, I'm used to that. Like, and I respond to that well. But I would say that overall, Bruce is my favorite. Just because, you know, I appreciate how, I think Bruce is so balanced, and like, of course he has so much experience, and success, you know, but like, yeah, he's my favorite. Just, you know, yeah. I think he's the only coach that like I've ever played for where like it's crystal clear where you stand, and like where you stand is real. Like, I feel like with a lot of times as us players, it's like an elusive understanding that you're constantly trying to grasp. But with Bruce, it doesn't matter if you're the first guy on the roster or the last guy on the roster. Everyone knows exactly where they stand, and he stays true to that.
I mean, that's why he's got, what, 7 MLS Cups or whatever it is, a national team.
The Bill Belichick of MLS.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of the few, because he's kind of evolved a bit, but, like, he stays in that, like, one-track mind a bit. And, like, it has been able to, transcend through every single generation of players he's coached. And that's very rare.
Right.
That just shows you how
much you wouldn't call him the most tactical, you know, genius of a coach, but the fact that everywhere he goes, he's able to put a winning team on the field just based on how he treats players and how he deals with personalities goes to show you how good he is at that, right?
And how many people love him. Like, really, it's that is, you know, he's the best, like, in terms of a lot of things.
For sure.
Although I do love Peter.
He is the Bill Belichick, though. I mean, so many guys have, like, come from Bruce, you know, and then molded into something else, you know. They've all kind of either played under him or coached under him or whatever.
And when I say it in a weird way, like, Peter's just different than Bruce. So, like, responding, if you can respond to Peter, you can definitely respond to Bruce. So,
100%. But tactically, I loved the way that we played in Kansas City, especially when I was there. I love that formation, that style.
Cool. All right. So that was a little bit of a layup with the coach. Okay. Now tell me. I have a feeling who you're going to answer, but who's the most psychotic coach you've ever played for?
Is this question 4 or is this
is question all 4?
Okay.
I would say my experience with Wilmer was weird. Yeah, it was weird. So
you're not alone.
Yeah. It was weird, you know? So yeah.
So he was a psycho.
It just
I prefaced it.
Actually, to be fair, I forgot about Wilmer when I thought about that question. But when you said Wilmer, I'm like, oh yeah.
I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, it was strange. It was a strange experience for me.
Okay,
right.
We'll let it be. Question number 5. Worst designated player you've ever played with.
Let's see. Man.
Okay. I don't see you rolling anyone under the bus. That's why I'm like, is this going to be the one?
Man. I can't wait for Sean to see my reaction to just the question.
So it's got to be a player in Chicago.
When I said I phrased this because I just knew right off the bat it's got to be Chicago. I don't know who's going to say. I just knew it was going to be Chicago.
I'm going to plead the 5th. I'm going to plead. Ike knows how I roll too well to know. I ain't answering that.
Fair enough. Ike, we got off the hot seat.
You're off the hot seat. That means we're off the hot seat now.
Yep.
Congrats. Yep.
I should have. Wait a second.
It's too late.
He already said it.
You're out of the room. I finished. It's over. I concluded it all with the wrap up.
We walked out already.
Man. Damn it.
Appreciate you coming on, Jaleel.
Yeah, Jaleel. Appreciate you coming on, man. It was nice catching up. I think I mentioned to you before we started recording that I think it was the U20s the last time we had a in-depth conversation. So
yeah,
it's nice to know how well you've done and where you're at now with your career. So
Yeah.
Well done, man.
No, likewise, man. Likewise. So what you guys are doing is amazing. You know, I think, you know, there are a lot of podcasts out there and there are a lot of analysts out there that just don't know what they're talking about, to be honest. So it's refreshing to first of all, come on to a podcast where it's not even like a podcast. You're just talking to your boys, but
yeah.
Second of all,
that's what our goal's kind of been since day one, is kind of make it like we're in a locker room.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But it's real stuff too, that people don't normally get access to. And yeah, it's awesome. So keep up the good work on this stuff, guys.
Thanks, man. Yeah, bro. Thanks. Thank you, Jaleel, for being on. It was nice hearing from him. Like I said, I hadn't spoken to him in such a while. You kind of don't hear about players for a little bit, but he was a nice guest to have, and I almost forgot how good of a dude he is.
Yeah, great dude. And like I mentioned in the intro and throughout the podcast, great guy. I became good friends with him on an early road trip in my career, and from there, we've been really good friends ever since. We talk on the phone. He was supposed to come to my bachelor party, but he big-timed me last minute. So I'm sad about that. I'm going to get into it. Okay, but okay. Awesome guy. I'm glad. I think we had another good episode with Jaleel. So, Benny, we don't need you.
I think he's the definition of like a good pro. You know what I mean? Someone you'd want in every locker room, and someone who, you know, will basically be around for quite a while, even past, you know, sometimes his most talented years, but he'll be there just as a locker room guy. So, Jaleel, thank you for being on, and that'll be it. We'll see you guys all next week.
To our listeners, thank you for joining us again, and remember, go vote.
Go vote.
See you guys.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.